Dear Santa, I wish for Christmas I could have What's in the Box and Mine's Mystery Safe.
Well, that sounds good.
I'm helping my son with some important paperwork, his letter to Santa Claus. We live in Scotland, but we've heard that the best way to get in touch with Santa is to send a letter over the Atlantic all the way to America. To a little town in the middle of the countryside, 3,500 miles away from the North Pole. A town called Santa Claus.
Ready to post your letter?
Yeah.
Good boy. That's us.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is real, and Santa Claus brings gifts, and Santa Claus brings joy. And he's so busy that we must help answer letters and help Santa Claus with what he has to do.
Dartboard, cars, more cars. Star Wars.
Well, my name is Patricia Cook, K-O-C-H. I'm called the chief elf here in this town of Santa Claus, Indiana. I am in charge of the volunteers who help Santa answer all the letters that children write to Santa Claus, and there are many, many letters from all over the U.S. and all over the world. And we began today. Last year we had almost 22,000 letters that were answered.
Mrs. Cook is 88 years old. Christmas is in her blood, and her father began helping Santa all the way back in 1930.
I grew up with all the Santa Claus letters and the spirit of Santa Claus all the time. And I'm trying to carry that on now, as are my children and my grandchildren.
Dear Santa Claus, I hope you'll bring me a puppy and a bed for it so it could sleep in it. I will put out a magical key to open our door because we don't have a chimney. I will write a list.
Before Mrs. Cook and her father did it, the town's postmaster used to answer the letters over 100 years ago. How did all this begin? And how did a town in Indiana end up with a name like Santa Claus? To answer that, here's Neil Hedge, the director of the town's Santa Claus Museum.
The town was originally called Santa Fe, Indiana. And when the town had enough people in 1856, they wanted to apply to get a post office. And so they had to get the name of the town approved. And so when they put in their application with Santa Fe, the post office said no, because there's a town in northern Indiana that is called Santa Fe, Indiana. And they said Santa Fe was too close to Santa Fe. So the legend has it that the town was meeting on Christmas Eve trying to decide the name of the town, and a little girl heard a jingling bell outside of the church. The doors flew open and she yelled, "Santa Claus!" And the townspeople said, "Santa Claus!"
Number one on my list really is getting my ears pierced. I put it at number 5, but it's my number one wish.
These are all volunteers. Different people come on different days. We get groups, we get teachers, we get people from banks. We get people who have to do community service. We do it 7 days a week. I'm here 12 hours a day. And we just get the letters done. And they have to be here by December 20th. So we hope they get them to us quickly.
Each letter gets a handwritten reply from Santa's helpers, sent free of charge anywhere in the world, with reindeers on the envelope and stamped with a special Christmas stamp, all 20,000 of them.
We become a family working on this. One child said, "Santa, what do you do when you have to go? Do you ask to use the people's bathrooms?" You know, some of them say things like, "I hate my sister." And then we'll say, you know, "Please be nice to your sister and have a great Christmas. Keep the Christmas spirit and be good to each other." It's fun, and we laugh and we also cry. You know, there's letters that say, "I don't want to be living with my grandma. I want to be with my mom and dad." And we can't say that will happen. We'll say, you know, "Santa loves you and Santa hopes you have a great Christmas." I like the ones that say, "Hey, dude, how you doing?"
Every year, Mrs. Cook and her elves make Christmas special and keep the magic alive.
I think it would be a real shame if children wrote to Santa Claus and did not get a reply. People don't believe in a lot of things these days, so I think it's great that children still have that magical belief, because I still believe.
We still believe here in Kilmarnock, and we'll be checking our mail every day. For DW, this is Jonathan
and Callum Holloway
waiting for that reply from Santa Claus in Indiana. Santa Claus coming.